Welcome everybody, Shiur number 885, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we sort of finished off last year the subject of if somebody is not sure if they ate enough, if they drank enough wine, or if they don't know if it was wine, bechlal, how to work. Okay, so I just want to finish off the Sefer HaTzalachos as two more cases. He explains those cases that we said, of course. And then there's just two more quick cases he brings down, interesting, which could come up. He says, "V'chein emochal dover shebechose bevadem yin shalish." I ate cake, I ate cookies, right? Umistapek emochal mimenu kashir, but I don't know if I ate enough, right? I had two cookies, and like we've been talking about that, you have to eat enough kazayas of the flour part. In general, lechatchila for sure, one should be careful to eat lefi Ramoshi. Ramoshi was very strong on that point, that a person should make sure to eat enough of the flour part. In other words, if it's 50-50, 50% other ingredients, 50% flour, a person should make sure to eat two kezesim, under a 4-minute period. Okay, so be it as it may, I don't know if I ate enough, I'm not sure, what should I do? V'chein im ochal, so maybe I have to make a burden of fashis. V'chein im ochal, dover shebechose bevada mien shalish, and mistapik im ochal nimenu kashir, I don't know if I ate enough, right? So what should I do with the al hamichya, right? It's a suffix. Kagoyin ochal pas habaksinan, right? It says, ve'en yadeya im ochal shir, I don't know if I ate enough. I'm sorry, ve'en yadeya im ochal shir kezayas kemach, I don't know if I ate a kezayas of the flower pot. The varech acharav me'en gimel. Right, like we said, you have to eat the flour part of kazayas of the flour. I don't know if I ate. It was hard for me to judge it. Right, I ate, but I don't know if I ate enough. And I don't know if I ate in the right amount of time, which is under 4 minutes. Bichdei achilas pras. Bottom line is, I have a question. I ate the cake, I ate the cookies. I don't know what after bracha to make. Ve'ein lo yoid lechol mimenu. I don't have any more cake. I don't have any more cookies. Right. If you have more cake, more cookies, good. So now, if possible, eat a kazayas. Or two kezesim, whatever it is, under the 4-minute period. But I don't have any more, or I'm just full. I can't. My stomach and I'm stuffed. Whatever the case might be. V'ein lo yoid lechol mimenu. I can't eat more. V'gam. Oh, but what did I do also? V'gam shosi yayin shir revias. But I drank wine. I drank wine or grape juice. Let's say case in time by a kiddush, and I have to make an after bracha. Right, I'm not talking about by a suda at home. I'm at a kiddush, right? I'm at a kiddush, but I drank a cup of wine, I drank a cup of grape juice, and enough to make a after bracha, which is a kazai, which is a revius. Right, whether in the two sips or worst case scenario under a 4-minute period, right? But be it as may, I drank enough. I drank down a cup of wine. I drank down a cup of grape juice, and that's al hagefen. I'm gonna make al hagefen. I'm gonna make. So he says hasgamas roivach roinim. But now it's after the fact. I'm stuck. What do I do? Hasgamas roivach roinim. The yochel lichlo bal hagefen, but al hagefen gam al hamichya. So but the yevid, you're stuck. So like we said in the other case. Is other shiurim, the last few shiurim, that one would be allowed to stick it in. You have to make al-hagefen anyway, so stick in al-hamichya also. Stick in al-hamichya. Lichlo ba-al-hagefen, ba-al-hagefen, gam al-hamichya. Stick it in. What are you going to do? You're stuck. But maybe it's a bar nefashe. So good. So you'll make a bar nefashe on something else. Not on the drinks, by the way. I do want to mention, if you drink wine, and drank wine or grape juice. Let's say, for example, by Kiddush, I drank wine, I drank grape juice. So the drinks in front of you are covered, right? By the first bracha, you don't have to make a first bracha on the drinks in front of you, and you don't have to make an after bracha. So your al hagefen that you made covers, the after bracha on the drinks. There's no bar nefashis. So you ate a piece of fish, let's say. You eat a piece of fish, right? You make a bar nefashis, and you have a mind, that cake and cookies, just in case it's bar nefashis. And now we have to make ala gefen anyways. So also you'll make ala gefen and then stick in ala michi. Again, it's all b'diyev that I got stuck. What am I going to do? V'chein im ochal kashir pasbem kasinin. So now the other way also. Let's say I ate enough cake. U'mistapik im beirich lachrav meyen gimel. Right, yochel lichlo bebracha meyen gimel al hayayin. I ate cake, and so I ate. So this case is a little bit different. He says v'chein im ochal kashir pasbam. I ate cake. Mustapik in berich lachrav meyen gimel. I don't remember if I made an alamechim. Mustapik in berich lachrav meyen gimel. So, but I still have to make my al hagefen. I didn't make my al hagefen. I drank wine. Right, yochel lichloloi. I could stick it in over there also. That's what he says. Yachal lechlala bebirchas meyen gimel al hayayin. In other words, I'll make the al hagefen and stick it over there al hamichya, even though it's a suffix. Okay, and then he says, the other way also. So either whether I'm not sure with the wine, whether I'm not sure with the cake and cookies, have a suffix on this, have a suffix on that. Bottom line is, you could stick it in also suffix, but the yevid, worst case scenario, if a person got stuck, we saw the Taz and other Echrayim, that's how the Mishnah brought it down. Now, a person should be careful, like we said, l'chadchila not to get themselves into this suffix, but I'm stuck, what am I going to do? I can't remember, I don't know if I ate enough, or whatever, in all these different cases, it could be done. Metchila yazker ala gefen, but he says, when you make the brach, yazker ala gefen, first you make, so let's say in our case, when you're making the al hagefen on the wine, make sure you say first the al hagefen, because on the case where I drank the wine for sure, and I know that's good, so I have to make al hagefen, but on the cake, let's say, I'm not sure. So make first the ala gefen. When you're making the bracha achas mein shalish, the long bracha achas mein shalish, the ala gefen umetchila yazker ala gefen. First say the ala gefen, kevin shuva. Devachkach yazker ala michya shu suffik, and then afterwards say the ala michya. Usually it's the other way around, right? But afterwards say the ala michya, because that's only the suffik. That's what we're doing just because we're not sure. But usually, if you're saying, if I drank wine and I know I have to make al hagefen, and I ate cake and I know I have to make al hamichya, in a case where I'm for sure, right? So usually, like he says in parentheses, usually you say the al ham, when you're making it one long bracha, that one bracha achas miyan sholesh, right? I say al ham, those couple of words, al hamichya first, and then, the v'chol mokem mazker al hamichya techila vachkach al hagefen. Then you say al hagefen. In this case, since the al hamichya is a suffix, because I don't know if I ate enough, I don't know if I said the Allah Michya right in all those cases, so therefore I say the words Al HaGefen first and then the Al HaMichya. Again, I want to make it clear, we're talking about one long bracha, we're making one long bracha, and the question is only over here sticking in those few words, either the Al HaGefen or sticking in either the Al HaMichya. It's a little bit complicated. If somebody's not sure, please feel free to WhatsApp me and I'll explain it to them a little bit better. It is a little bit complicated, but these things do come up. You have the person has a suffix, right? Especially by a Kiddush. I'm at a Kiddush and I'm not sure. Did I eat enough? Did I not eat enough? You know, right? And these things come up. Did I drink enough? Did I not drink? So could I stick in those words for the other thing, for the wine, or could I not stick? You know, so b'di'evid, one could do it. Now, one more quick case, just to finish off. Real quickly from the Sefer Yetzer HaLachas again. Also in Samachay, Misha Ocho Mazaynes Finis Topic Im Ocho Kashir. Again, the same thing I ate mezonos and I ate a cookies cake. I don't know if I ate enough. So what do I want to do? But my friend over here, he drank enough wine. He ate enough cookies and cake. He had a nice gezunt amount. He could make he has to make al hamichya and al hagefen. Oh, he's going to make one long bracha. He's going to make al hamichya and the al hagefen together, all in one. So what do I want to do? I only had cake and cookies, so I want him to be yotzimi for my cake and cookies part, my al hamichya. But even though he's sticking in the al hagefen because he drank wine, could I only be yotze with his al hagefen part, right? Or the other way, could I be yotze only with his al hamichya part, even though he sticks in al hagefen, or could I be yotze only with his al hagefen, even though he sticks in al hamichya? So the Sefer Yetzer HaLachas brings down, you could do that, not a problem. Mishalcha mazaynis finis topic im ocho kashir v'reitzelotzeis al yedei shmi esbirchas me'ein gimel mechaver v'chaveri oichel mazaynis, and your friend ate cake v'shasayayin v'oimid levorich al hamichya al hagefen b'yachad, and he's going to make that one long bracha that entails the al hamichya and the al hagefen, and it's all good, and it's he ate enough, he drank enough, but I want to be yotze with his bracha only on one of the two, right? So Yochalot says he brings down from the Birka Yosef, he brings from others, Kafachaim and so on. So he brings down Yochalot says Mimena b'mashe noigeya loy. I could be yotze with his bracha for only the part that I need, which is the al hamichya, or only the al hagefen, which is very interesting. Da'inu al hamichya l'chud loy ibchalon. The fact that he adds in al hagefen doesn't really affect me, but I could be yotze with his bracha. The fact that he adds in al hamichya and I want to be yotze with al hagefen doesn't affect me. I could be yotze with that. Also, thank you for listening. Aslacha bracha kol tuv.